Glad you're with us as we continue on with our morning interviews here from downtown Coffeyville about 10 after the 8 o'clock hour. As we all know, Coffeyville celebrating its 150th anniversary and the celebration downtown on June 1st will have so much vendors, games, food, as well as live entertainment. As today we're joined over the phones by one of the entertainers, John Hamlin. John, good morning. Can you hear us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. I really do appreciate you taking your time to visit us here at the KGGF studios and talk a little bit on behalf of the 150th anniversary celebration. So first off and first foremost, let's get a little bit to know about Mr. John Hamlin. So where are you from, John?
Originally from here in Independence, Kansas.
Ooh.
Raised in Independence.
Right up the road then. So a Montgomery County kid.
Yeah, Montgomery County kid. I was born and raised there. My grandparents had a hamburger stand here for 35 years while I was growing up, and started my music here in town. Started my music when I was 5 years old. Well, six years old with my first teacher, David Smart, that was here in town, and started with him and been going ever since. But yeah, this is my hometown, Independence.
Hometown it is. So you said you started at the age of five. That's pretty young. What did you start with? Was it guitar specifically or all instruments, or what did you do?
It was guitar. At five and six, I was already kind of sitting around the house. It was really strange. My mother had a guitar in the house. She knew two songs her whole entire life, and they were old 50s and 60s songs. She knew Louie Louie, and I can't remember the other one, but it was Louie Louie was an old song that she used to play. Mm-hmm. So there was a guitar in the house, and I used to drag that stupid thing around, and eventually I started picking out, like, cartoon theme songs, and then next thing I knew, I was in guitar lessons.
There you go.
So, yeah. So it was pretty cool.
And down the rabbit hole you went. See, for me, I waited way too late. I was, and of course, I could probably take lessons now, but I didn't pick up the guitar until I was about 18 or 19 years old. And then that, for me, that was, you know, the frustrating struggles of the first 6 months of guitar. You know that. It was,
exactly.
Man, oh man, it is a battle. So you started at a very young age with that, started putzing around. Did you play any other instruments, or was guitar kind of the go-to?
The guitar at that time was my go-to. It was with David Smart, I was learning a classical bass study guitar at a real young age. And then David decided that he was going to go to Nashville. He went off to Nashville and went to school in Nashville and played in Nashville and toured with several different bands, country bands, especially with Jim Halsey. And so it was... So I was in search of a new teacher for a long time because I only took from David for a couple of years. Hmm. And then I found my next teacher that I had all the way up and through eighth grade, which was Nona Boyd. She taught me chords. Oh, my gosh. My very first book I ever worked with, it was the Roy Clark Big Note Guitar Book. And I got to start learning songs, learning chords. The next thing I knew, I was playing in during the 70s, we had a youth choir at our church, and I used to play the guitar for a youth choir at church, and I started doing that when I was 10, 11. So, yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, it seems like.
I was going to say, you've probably got a music library stowed away in your head that most probably don't. You know, you've been playing music for a long, long time. You know what you can produce. You know what you like to put out as well. So let's talk a little bit about your sound. Do you have a band in particular, or do you play solo? If so, either or, I guess. What do you guys really play? Country, red dirt? What's that sound like?
Well, I'm a solo classical guitarist is what I do. Up to my eighth grade year, was going into my freshman year of high school, my family, we moved, my mother and I and my stepdad, we moved to Yukon, Oklahoma. I actually went to high school in Yukon, Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma City, when I got there, I went through like six guitar teachers in like the first 8 months I was in Oklahoma City, trying to find a certain guitar teacher. And I found him. His name was Edgar Cruz.
Oh, wow. I know who Edgar Cruz is.
Yeah, I studied with Edgar Cruz for 5 years, followed in his footsteps. He is my mentor. He's still my teacher. Edgar and I have a great relationship. Edgar's known me since I was 13 years old. That was it. I saw Edgar play at a festival, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And that's what I do. I play solo classical guitar. I do solo arrangements of different styles of music, like Another Brick in the Wall from Pink Floyd.
Nice.
Stairway to Heaven. And I do. I like to write my own music, too. And I write blues music, jazz music. I've got a style of music that I like to write called swamp music, which is kind of a cross between blues and bluegrass, bringing that Cajun feel a little bit to it, and it's called swamp music. And it's got a real backwoods feel to it, if you want to call it.
Yeah, I like it. Well, and I mean, with YouTube and the power of the internet nowadays, Cruz is a name that I recognize, and the style of guitar that I play is it's a wide necked with nylon string. I think that's a classical guitar. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, there is.
And I try and play a little bit more finger pick style. So this is right up my alley right here. This is I like that Cruz again is a name that I've heard before. In fact, I've seen videos of him performing. So I'm very excited to kind of see what you can put out there. You know, I'm going to be there and watching, and I'll tell you what, there's nothing like being able to see somebody perform on a guitar the way that some classical guitarists can do. So I can't wait to see what you got. And like you said, you produce some stuff on your own as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure do. All right. Here for the last... I've been a professional musician, if you want to say, traveling and performing since 1992. And I started recording my first albums in 1999, and I've got I'm working on my ninth album right now, but I've got 8 albums under me. A lot of those are, you know, arrangements of popular songs. A lot of those, you know, it's a mixture on my albums. I've got arrangements on it. I've got romantic Spanish. I've got flamenco. I've got jazz. I've got blues on all my different albums. And then when I started writing my own music, I kind of switched a little bit from a nylon string guitar and started getting into more of the sounds of the steel string guitar. And then started writing more on a steel string guitar and came up with different sounds with the steel string. So at a lot of concerts, I'll mix and blend, you know, nylon string songs with steel string songs, you know, and kind of brings two different avenues, two different sounds completely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The sounds are not, I wouldn't say drastically different, but in certain ways that you play them, they certainly can sound almost like two different instruments at some times.
Oh, yeah, the nylon string guitar has such a mellow sound and not that tinny sound.
Almost
a really mellow sound with a nylon string.
Yeah, the way I like to describe it is a sound that you'd like to hear on the beach with the tropical around you, you know, just a nice, almost ukulele sound to it. So a wide variety of sounds. You are a solo performer that's going on at the 150th celebration anniversary downtown on June 1st. So being an independent, a Montgomery County kid, this probably means a lot playing down here in Coffeyville.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The anniversary of the 150th for Coffeyville, I believe Coffeyville is older than the state of Oklahoma, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very close. I know Kansas is only 8 years older than Coffeyville as a whole. So Kansas is 158 and Coffeyville is 150. Don't count me on my Oklahoma knowledge. But, yeah, I know Coffeyville is a very old town, and it's great to have a huge celebration the way that we are.
Yeah, and the history and everything from Coffeyville. I mean, there's a lot of history in Coffeyville. There's always has been. And get to come down and celebrate and get to play for the 150th. It'll be a fun day. It's just going to be a fun day all around. And the bandstand, from the schedule I've seen, there's a lot of good stuff on the bandstand. I've got some students that are playing down there. I teach guitar at Independence also. I have a studio.
Oh, very cool. Where at?
Cody Johnson was one of my students in the past, and he plays country and plays guitar and sings. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. So where are you at up in Independence? We got you on here. We'll go ahead and plug your little stop there. Where's your shop in Independence?
Oh, my place is at 121 West Myrtle, downtown of Independence, and it's John Hamlin Guitar Studio.
Well, there you go. For aspiring guitarists, not only that, but you're going to hear one of the students. You said Cody Johnson, right, and the One Lane Road?
Yeah, I think that's what he's calling his band.
His band, yeah, but Cody Johnson in particular.
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. So you get to hear a student as well as you get to hear the man himself, John Hamlin, at the celebration. Now, we've got the schedule here, but it doesn't have any times. Did they give you an update on when we can expect to hear you that afternoon?
Yeah, I should be starting at 2 o'clock on the stage on Saturday, June 1st.
So we got the 2 o'clock Saturday. What a perfect way. I think it's almost a perfect lineup the way that they have done it because, you know, once you get to that late night kind of area, you know, lights off. And again, this is no discredit towards the style of music because, you know, I play a classical guitar. But, you know, when the light goes down, you want something a little bit with a heavier guitar. This will be perfect for 2-3 in the afternoon. Something very entertaining, something very intricate. So do you play more with a pick or more finger style picking?
Oh, I've got 5 picks on my right hand.
Okay, so they're like the clips around your fingers.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs that I've dabbled in the past with a guitar pick on my acoustic, and it's involved with some of my swamp music and bluegrass music that I'll use. But I am 95% finger picking guitar player.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's how I am as well. I finger pick where I can, and then obviously when you start to screw up, then make a little easy melody and get yourself out of there, right? So, I can't wait to see you play guitar. This is right up my alleyway here, John. I'm not going to lie. This is exactly the type of guitar that I play. I taught myself very, very struggly. But after about 5 years, you know, you get some experience underneath your belt. But you've been playing for a long, long time, and I can't wait to come out and see really what you can put out for. And I know all of our listeners out there as well. And, hey, you're a Montgomery County kid. I know we've got some listeners listening right now that know your name and are excited to see you. So, again, speaking with John Hamlin, one of the performers at the Coffeyville's 150th Celebration Anniversary and Concert. It is an all-day event, June 1st. John, you said 2 o'clock we can hear you, right?
Yeah, 2 o'clock on the stage.
2 o'clock we can hear him on the stage there. John, thanks so much for joining us. Any final notes that you wanted to get out for our listeners before we lose you here?
Thanks for Coffeyville, and I will be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
There you go, and a big shout-out to you, John. Thanks so much for joining us over the phones. We do appreciate it, and if I don't actually end up bumping into you at the 150th, you know I'll be out in the crowd, and that style of guitar, man, I'll tell you what, you'll be impressing me. So thanks so much, John, for joining us over the phones. Again, that's John Hamlin. You'll see him at June 1st at the Coffeyville's 150th celebration. John, thanks so much.
Sam, thank you, and we'll meet. We'll meet up at the show there.
There you go. I'll come up right after 2 o'clock and introduce myself.
Very cool. Sam,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. Again, that is John Hamlin joining us over the phones today. Lots going on June 1st, and can believe it or not, June 1st is coming up very, very shortly. That is Coffeyville's 150th anniversary celebration. It's a full day of events, concerts, music, vendors, food. They've got a beer garden later in the afternoon as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and that's John Hamlin. Again, you can hear him at 2 p.m. on that June 1st. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll take a quick peek with Fox News. It is a kind of an odd day in terms of interviews today. So instead of open line starting at 8:30, we're actually joined over the phones by the Independence Police Chief, Jerry Harrison, as we had to do some shuffling around yesterday. He got busy with a meeting yesterday. That's just fine. I always like to hear everything that's coming out of his department, so he will be joining us here in about 5 minutes or so. With that, open line will start at about 9 o'clock this morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.